Thank you, Vicky. Can you guys hear me okay? Yeah, that's probably... Can you hear me? That's the most used expression in Narcotics Anonymous in the last 2 years, right? So I'm an addict. My name is Steve. I've got a little over 29 years and change clean. And I've been involved in... one day at a time. I've been involved in online recovery and online meetings since 2009. My personal experience was at 16 years clean, my life fell apart. I was actually living on an island 40 miles off the west coast of Scotland. My partner relapsed. I got quite ill. I had to give up my job. I had to stop driving. And we quite literally nearly lost the farm. And I was desperate. And I didn't know where to look because I was 2 days by plane or boat to my next nearest meeting, which was Inverness, in fact. So my experience was, I remembered seeing, I got clean in the West Country, I remembered seeing a website, na.org website, and I thought, well, maybe I'll have a look at that. And to my amazement, on that website, I found online meetings. It weren't like we know them today, they were in chat, and they were basically, you had to learn how to share in short, choppy sentences. Because you couldn't type a whole share, because the people on the other end of the room, end of the line, would be sitting there twiddling their thumbs, wondering what was happening next. I found a couple of forums of recovery, people recovering online, and I was incredibly privileged to discover this forum. And there were some serious people from Narcotics Anonymous, a lot of the people that you know and love that you've heard share in the old timers meetings that were part of that forum, and they reached out. And they helped me through that really difficult time in my own personal recovery. Because I got involved in the online meetings in the UK, I got sucked into that, and I was 16 years clean. I was a bit of a giant as far as they were concerned, you know what I mean? It was like, okay, come do service. So I did service, and I got involved in it. And I've been involved in doing that service continuously now for the last, 12, 13 years. It's very difficult to share about this. The history of online recovery in just 15 minutes. What I would like to say is that everything that happens in Narcotics Anonymous, all our history is built on the shoulders of giants. It really is, you know, and we're inspired by the people that came before us that teach us how to do this stuff, how to work the program, how to find new and innovative ways to carry the message. And we've done that a lot of ways in Narcotics Anonymous. You know, we invented meetings by mail and all that kind of stuff. Whatever technology has been available to us as addicts, we're going to jump on and make use of. And I say that in all humility is that I'm probably not the most fully equipped person to share on this story, you know, because it's a long story. Online meetings have been in existence in Narcotics Anonymous for nearly 30 years. And the giants I'm talking about, the sort of people that were on the wild, wild west frontier of the internet before it even started, you know, before it almost started, as soon as it was there, addicts were finding ways to communicate. And there's some wonderful people that I've met over the years that have shared their stories with me about what they did. People like Lee P on the East Coast of America, who was the first NA member to ask our World Services to list an online meeting. It was nothing like you'd recognise today. It looked like the Matrix. It was insane. You know, there were chat rooms, things, CompuServe and stuff like that, AOL and all that kind of business. And actually, it prompted anyone that's got any knowledge of our literature. If you read the last little paragraph of chapter 10 of our PR handbook, it talks about online technology, and it described them as being loosely assembled kind of gossip shops, effectively, you know what I mean? But they were trying, you know, they were doing their best. And there were people like a guy called Bruce B in California. They started a website in 1999 called the NA Online Committee, and they tried to get guidelines. They tried to guide us through this process of how are we going to embrace this wonderful new technology to stay within our traditions and find the right ways to do things so that we weren't going to kind of screw up and turn it into something that didn't look like Narcotics Anonymous. And the work that those guys did in that website has actually stood us all in good stead over the years. And for those that aren't aware, there's been the UK region was actually the first region in the world to actually endorse and support online meetings as part of a region service. And we started the online meetings at UKNA in 2005. There was one particular lady involved in that who I'm going to name. It's a lady called Judy O, who lives in Florida. She's probably the most experienced human being I've ever met in Narcotics Anonymous when it comes to this Narcotics Anonymous service, how to be of service online. She was involved in groups called Earth Group, which was email. So they were communicating by email. There was a Yahoo email group. She got involved with all sorts of other good stuff. And she was around in 2005 and helped the UK Fellowship set up and start online meetings. I'd actually like to try this. Could I ask everybody in this room, or anybody in this room that went to an online meeting prior to 2020? Okay, not very many. How many people in this room have been to an online meeting since 2020? Okay, there you go. I think it's been a battle. I remember the last time I was in London was actually November the 6th, 2019, and I came up here and asked the committee of this convention if they'd be willing to allow us to put on a workshop about remote recovery in Narcotics Anonymous, which would have included the online meetings. We were told it was too controversial. I don't know about anybody else in this room, but one of the reasons I'm here is because I grew up feeling excluded and left out. And very isolated, and I left that meeting in tears, very upset. Actually, on the way home, I phoned the Fellowship Development Special Worker at NAWS World Services on Skype, and I ranted at him for 40 minutes on the phone, driving down the M5, or the M4, in fact, complaining about why weren't we recognised? Why weren't we being given the same space as all the other NA meetings in the world? I believe that's changing today, but all you guys know, it's been my privilege to be involved in this sort of service, in online service over the years, to see addicts come to our meetings that are housebound, that are dying of cancer, that can't get out of the house because they're young mums that are stuck and can't get health, can't get childcare, old people, all kinds of individuals that needed Narcotics Anonymous that would not have found it without the work of those guys in the mid-90s who really worked very hard to try and get online meetings to feel and be like real meetings, which they are today. I mean, my home group is, I'm going to plug this, my home group is the Highlands and Islands Groups of Narcotics Anonymous Saturday Night Speaker Meeting. It has been my home group for 10 years. We celebrated the 10th anniversary in November of last year of being in existence. We're now 11 groups a week, all autonomous. We set it up on a coffee pot and a resentment. I ain't going to lie about that. And the privilege of seeing addicts and members come into our rooms and get recovery, get clean, feel comfortable, because a lot of people come to the online meetings because they're not comfortable. They're nervous. And they come to our meetings for a while and they go out to their own meetings in their local community. And I've watched people become valuable members of our fellowship, take on service positions and do all sorts of other things, it's been a privilege for me to be involved in this service for as long as I have. I have friends all over the world. I know Jimmy. Jimmy and I have met. Some of you in this room might know me from social media as Chai Zhen. That's who I am. It means the family. I chose that name because it was important to me, because I wanted to be a part of. And I do feel a part of today. And I want to thank the committee for giving me this opportunity to share a little bit of the history of who we are and what we are and how we've got to where we are. And I'm going to finish on this. The fellowship in this country and around the world should be incredibly proud of yourselves for what you've done in the last 2 years. I sat and watched. I'm involved in a website called virtualna.org, which we set up in May of 2019. And I watched the wave of this pandemic go around the world. And from 76,000 known NA meetings, live NA meetings in the world at that time, all of a sudden there were 50,000 online meetings in less than 6 weeks. I think that's just amazing. You know? And it genuinely is all thanks to the work that the people did in the mid-90s and the early 2000s, helping us to be inspired enough to do what we do today. So thank you for letting me share. Thank you.